A very pleasant good morning to you, and welcome to the Backstage Pass pre-show. I'm Phil Hendry. Our number is 855-500-7445. It's always tough to get things going here early in the week, isn't it? And it is early in the week because yesterday was Memorial Day. It was off. The day was off. I was off. You were off. You also had work off. We were working off. We were jerking off. We were farking off. And we were fucking off. So it was one of them days. Hope you had a good one. Hope you had a really good one. And a couple of thoughts for you. Number one, San Diego, I had a blast. But when I leave home and I go someplace else, or I do anything other than be in the confines of my home, I always, my life just gets completely fucking turned upside down. My diet goes to shit. You know, all the things that I do and I just kind of cool, you know, I'm really cool with shit. The minute I'm around people, man, I'm just like, you know. So San Diego was a blast. And like that. All right, let me go here to some phone calls, see what we got here. 855-500-7445. Last week of Customer Appreciation Week. Good morning. What is your username?
Username is Black Sunshine.
Awesome. Is that acid you used to take?
Long time ago.
Black Sunshine. Great, man. Where are you calling from?
Vista, California.
Beautiful. Is that down south, right? San Diego?
San Diego County, right?
Yeah, I was just there, man. I was just in San Diego. All right, here is your question for this morning, Black Sunshine. And it happens to do with Jeff Dowder, one of our favorite early characters. Do you know who Jeff Dowder, the character, is based on?
One of your very best friends.
That's close enough, man. Do you know his name?
I don't. I heard it once before.
Yeah.
You talked about him.
Yeah. Well, now I'm changing my mind. You better get his name. No, I'm kidding.
Alex. No, it's Peter. No, it's
Paul Compton. My dear friend Paul.
Paul. Okay.
Yeah. He passed on.
Close?
Yeah, Peter's close. Yeah. Yeah. Paul passed on, but Paul is nowhere near as dumb as Jeff. Paul had all of Jeff's that kind of talk, but he was like, you know, a really intelligent guy. But yeah, that's Paul Compton, Jeff Dowder. And by the way, just for a little bonus prize, if you want an extra here, do you know what city Jeff Dowder comes from?
Very
Arcady? Well, close.
Arcadia?
It's close. Temple City.
Temple City. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Just he's so typical of the guys I grew up with in the Gap. All right, Black Sunshine, we got some cool shit, as you know. In our store, it's either the collectibles, which are the Bobby Dooley keychain and the shot glasses or the coffee mug, which I'm drinking out of this morning, as I do every morning. Or we have our clothing, which is the Phil Hendry t-shirt, the Teds of Beverly Hills t-shirt, the Je T'aime Lingerie t-shirt, the ball cap. And then we have all the CDs and all of the downloads, man, the hard copy CDs as well as downloads.
Could I be a selfish bastard and ask for two things?
You even fucked up and didn't get the question right, man. Of course you may. Of course you may. Yes.
How about a keychain and a ball cap?
Cool. Well, you get five keychains, but we can make that work, man.
Right,
a keychain. We'll get you five keychains, Alex, who I was talking to this morning, and we had shit blowing up in here, Alex. So anyway, five keychains and a Phil Hendry Show ball cap for Black Sunshine in Vista, California. On the way, man. We're going to send you a confirmation email, and it'll be there, and it'll be a beautiful thing.
Loving you, Phil.
All right, dude. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye. So there's Black Sunshine, and I made the acid joke, and I probably shouldn't have, because... Okay, this is the Black Sunshine? It's not the orange, it's black. And, well, what's the difference? What's the difference? He wants to know what the difference is. Why don't you take it, and you tell me what the difference is. Okay. Let's go to another call. Good morning. What is your username?
Hey, my name is Disc Flip Matt.
Disc Flip is a D-I...
D-I-S-F-L-I-P-M-A-T.
Disc Flip Matt. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Apple Valley, California.
God, we got some Californians happening today. All right. This question has to do with Harvey Weierman. I don't know whether you would know the answer to this question or not. But Harvey Weierman was in what service, what branch of the U.S. military?
Oh, hell. I don't think he was in the Marines. Was it just the normal army?
You had it right the first time, man.
Oh,
it was a fucking Marine, baby. All right. No problem. No problem. No problem. All right. Hey, listen, man. How's everything this morning? What do you do for a living?
I'm a stock boy at Target.
Well, that ain't bad. Fuck it. Yeah. You know, you can rise through the ranks, and next thing you know, you own the goddamn place. And you don't want to, because it's more headaches than you need. So what would you like this morning, man? We got Ted's T-shirt. We got a Jetem lingerie for, you know, the ladies. We have ball caps. We've got the Phil Hendry Show T-shirt. We've got collectibles, which is Bobby Dooley's keychain, our coffee mug, 4 shot glasses. We're giving away our, you know, our hangover kit, as we call it. And then we have all of the digital downloads on the CDs, man. So, you know.
I picked all your CDs as you were releasing them when you were at KFI.
Did you really? Awesome.
Yeah.
One other thing I want you guys to know, BSP, is you guys are all eligible for our big giveaway at the end of the week, too, because we're doing a VIP package to the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it would be fair. I probably should have a conversation. Because, well, they already won. They shouldn't be eligible for that. But I think that that's kind of a different thing. But what do you think, man?
Oh, man, I've been trying to... It's a toss-up between the mug and the shot glasses.
Shot glasses are sweet. You know, there's 4 of them, you know, and you can always bust those out on whatever, man. The summer's here, you know. Summer's here, and the time is right for drinking in the street. So
I think they had to go with those, though.
All right, beautiful, man. So it's Disflip Matt. Apple Valley, California, got 4 shot glasses. Man, we'll send you a confirming email. Thank you very much.
Yeah, cool. Thanks.
All right, buddy.
Well,
see you later.
Ever since you came out to KFI.
Appreciate that very much, man. I do.
Thanks, man.
All right, brother. Thank you. Stay with us. Bill. More to come. More weird shit to come. As a matter of fact, all kinds of things are just coming together. I don't know what else to tell you. You know, I just, today is the day, I don't know, where we were supposed to have a meeting today. Angela is going to call me. Angela, are you there? I mean, I know that we're having a meeting, phoner with Justin, and that's all about our animated series. You know, our animated, I shouldn't say series. We don't have a series yet. We have a fucking project is what we've got, you know, but good morning. What's your username?
Hi, Morgan Dollar.
Morgan Fellner?
No, Morgan Dollar, D-O-L-L-A-R.
And what happened to your nose?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm getting over a cold.
I've never heard anyone getting over a cold like that. Okay. And are you male or female? What?
No.
You're not? Okay, bye. Well, you know, one of the things about a fake voice is you gotta be good at doing it. You got the same thing. Yeah.
So we're going to do this, you know, like I said, we're going to do the animated pitch. And in doing the animated pitch, it is a, you know, it's a long process. But if that baby goes the distance, as we like to say in baseball, but I don't think it's a showbiz term, then that's one more thing that's going to be awesome. So, you know, what can I tell you, man? This is Customer Appreciation Week. This is the week where we appreciate... This is the month, Customer Appreciation Month. This is the month where we appreciate you guys that have been our... have been with us, man. You know? You've been with us. You've been paying the fucking freight. You've been... what can I tell you? You know, you've seen us go through all kinds of... The best thing that I could possibly offer you guys... Down through all these years is a look behind the fucking curtain at what happens. And that's, you know, that's about the best that I could do for you, you know, is just say, well, okay, you know, here is in exchange for your, you know, support, which, of course, we completely dig in terms of, you know, subscription to the website and so forth. There's also one more thing. You can see all the goddamn angst and bullshit that I go through here. And, you know... All the weird shit that we've had to suffer through down through these years. So, the animation, our one-man show, who knows? I don't even know if our episode of has our episode of Playing House aired yet? I don't know, but I don't want to articulate this in such a way so as to make anybody feel anything other than I just am very, very grateful for everything. But it would be so cool if they brought back Chief on Playin' House. And, you know, we rock and roll a few shows with the ladies at Playin' House. That'd be fucking awesome. Those are such great people there, man. Judah Miller is executive producer, and Jessica and Lennon, and the whole crew is great. It was like working on Marin. That was a great crew. That was a fun show. Everybody's happy to be there, you know. Everyone's happy to be working there. And I asked them, I said, you know, what's it like working on a shitty show or on a show where people are unhappy? They go, you mean like, and then they mentioned a couple of shows. I said, well, I don't know. Well, it's not fun, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an unsuccessful show. Sometimes working in a tense atmosphere like that is somehow the show continues to work. So enough of that bullshit. Okay, I got I got one more thing to give away here. 855-500-7445. 855-500-7445. So we have one more prize to give away. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to double this shit up. So whatever you choose to win, I will throw in an autographed CD for Customer Appreciation Month. Now, the stuff that went on this weekend, I don't know where to fucking begin with the whole Isla Vista thing. You know, first of all, I've got a daughter that goes to school up there. And I called, you know, I immediately texted her and I said, you know, Catherine, are you okay? You know, and she texted back immediately, yes, I'm fine. I wasn't even there, you know. And I remember thinking, I got a fucking text. You know, you got to text a kid these days to find out if they've been the victim of a madman or not. It's fucked up, you know. So I read all I could about this thing. And then I read all this fucking bullshit in the paper, man, about all of this stuff about men, you know, are men too violent? Now, what, you know, are we getting dumber? I mean, four of the people that died were men. Four of the people that died were male. You know, I know the guy had a whole screed against females, but hey, you know, welcome to the world. All kinds of guys are fucking angry at women. Are you kidding me or something? I spent like 5 years pissed off at a woman. I didn't pick up a gun and go kill her. You know, hell yeah. I got another one. Here's a newsflash. There's a lot of women that are pissed off at men. Have you heard about that one lady? Yes, but the men have the guns and they're killing the women. I understand that. Look, the men have the guns because men are violent because men have that fucking testosterone, right? And men have men commit violent crimes. We understand that. I mean, if you want to say that there's a fucking problem with men committing crimes, you got a point, you know. If you want to say that there's a problem, a specific problem with men targeting women when it comes to violence, I would say to you that there's just a specific problem with men being violent. How about that? You know. We also have a very specific problem with men doing a whole lot of other things, you know. Creating, destroying, uplifting, bringing down. It seems like men, in taking charge of this fucking world as we did God knows how many eons ago, we fucked up and done good shit all the way down the line. Why is that? Because we said, we'll take it from here, and we sure as shit did, didn't we? And when we fuck up bad. You know, it's time to look at the problem with violence among men. Now, I mean, have you heard of Hitler? Okay, thanks. Let me get you up to speed on the violent male thing. Attila the Hun, you know. You motherfuckers with this whole men targeting women. That goddamn op-ed piece was beyond belief. It was beyond stupid because we're dealing with a psychopath here, folks. We're not dealing with a fucking person who is got it in for women. We're dealing with a psychopath. That motherfucker has it in for the world. He chooses a target. It could be female. It probably most of the time is female for a lot of those guys. Although with Eric Harris, who was the psychopath of the two, it was just everybody. It was everybody in the fucking world he wanted to kill. He wanted to kill guys. He wanted to kill chicks. He wanted to kill everybody, man. You know? On and on and on it goes. So I would say that you know, the idea of fucking guys being the ones that are creating the fucking violence in this world, or guys being the ones that are the spree killers, you know, you can make an argument for any fucking thing, Yeah, and you know me. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and protect men. Like, I give a fuck, you know? I'm not one of these motherfuckers that's, you know, men are being targeted. Let's join the men's rights organization. All these fucking, you know, borderline, they've got identity and sexual orientation problems. They're not quite sure what to admit to, what to come out of the closet on. I mean, you know, I'm not one of these guys that is anti-female. And I'm not one of these guys that is, anti-male. I am simply saying, you know, get past this dog shit about, it looks like it's a problem. It's a psychopath problem. This fucking guy killed himself. Hello, you know, it's way beyond your fucking politics, motherfuckers. It's way beyond your fucking, you know, your gender politics. Are you fucking crazy? The guy's a psychopath. These motherfucking people are born... They are born genetically as well and then nurtured. So there's a probable combination there. You know, they say nurture and nature. They grow up without any empathy toward any other human beings. They are control freaks. That's how they feel like their life means. So they got to control things because they can't feel anything. They don't feel any emotion. So they got to get their hands on and control things around them because everything around them is like a distant, faint signal. You know, and there's varying degrees of psychopaths. You know, Jeffrey Dahmer was a guy that actually really had a sense that he wanted to know what was wrong with himself. He really, if you see Jeffrey Dahmer in these interviews, he wants to know, why am I like this? Most psychopaths don't think there's anything fucking wrong with them. They think the whole fucking rest of the world is fucked up. Like this piece of shit that killed himself in Isla Vista. Like the fucking piece of shit that went in and shot up that Jewish community center and then killed himself. Like fucking David Koresh. Good Christ. A classic psychopath. And those guys are the best at manipulating people. The very best. Say, well, you could say that about anybody. No, you can't, man. If a guy is willing to go down in flames and take as many people as he can with him, you're talking about a guy who's got a classic psychopathic control thing going on there. You know, he wants to control as much of the world as he can. And as he realizes that he can't, as he realizes that the rest of the world is just too big for him, because one thing about psychopaths, their egos are so big, they never envision themselves failing. And when they do fail, the only thing they can do is grab as much of this world as they can and pull it down the fucking hole with them. So you're talking about a fucking guy that, you know, manipulated all of these dumb motherfuckers into thinking it was all about the government and gun rights. This motherfucker killed children and women. He hid behind women and children. And he did that not because he gave a fuck about any of you cats who are gun right cats. All of you people that think that you're in solidarity, say, with David Koresh. He didn't give a fuck about you. He didn't give a shit about you. He didn't give a fuck about your fucking militia, guns, this, that. He gives a shit about one thing, David Koresh and his fucking legacy, and as long as he can keep manipulating and controlling the thing. That's what he did, man, until finally it was all done. It was time to go down. It was time to just, you know, get gone, as Jim Jones said. There's another one. Jim Jones. Another one, Adolf Hitler. You know. Somehow we were able to identify Jim Jones, what he was all about, but, you know, there was no political... Nobody made the mistake with Jim Jones of saying, look at how persecuted Jim Jones was. It seemed like they had their fucking shit tight back then. Now, well, we'll sit here and do this stupid fucking dance about, whether or not these cats are being politically oppressed, you know. I maintain, personally, I think that Osama bin Laden was one. I think he was a psychopath. I think he had no empathy. I think he had mother... You know, a lot of these psychopaths were abandoned early as kids. They lost their connection to mother. They lost their connection to any nurturing. And it exacerbates. Ted Bundy was one where it seemed to speed up and make worse his already alienating, you know, emotional life until finally it doesn't exist anymore. All it is just a lot of games that he's playing. Ted Bundy played all kinds of fucking games. Have you ever seen that guy? He was just all, hey, he was Mr. Politician, he was Mr. Suicide Hotline, he was Mr. He's talking to the DA as the guy is handing him fucking subpoenas, and he thinks it's a political, he thinks it's a campaign stop. He's so dumb, not dumb, but he's so unfamiliar with how real people act that Bundy didn't realize in being personable and even quipping and offering witticisms to this cop that was handing him these summons, that it was in point of fact making him look like more of a callous individual. He thought it made him look very relaxed because he was innocent. But he didn't know how real people act. Real people are nervous as fuck. Innocent people are nervous as shit. They don't know what's happening to their lives. They don't know that anybody's listening to them. It's not a fucking game. Their fucking lives are on the line, and they're innocent, and they're looking around for some help here. They're not acting like it's a fucking game show, you know. So that's what psychopaths don't get. They don't know how real people act, and so they just do what they see. What's the coolest thing I've ever seen a guy do? Just kind of be all cool, you know. Hey, that's what he does. What's the most engaging thing? What's the most friendly thing? What can I do to immediately get this person to fucking listen to me? And how can I get this crowd on my side? You know, well, I've seen people do this, that, and this, that. But there's no subtlety. There's no ability to, you know, to paint those little fine strokes on the painting. They just see the big broad brush stuff because they think, frankly, that's all they need, you know. And I don't think they really have the ability to get any more interesting than that. This guy that killed these kids, this fucking piece of shit, was Eric Harris. This was Eric Harris number two, man. I'm telling you, I planned it for years. Eric Harris was violent and, you know, created manifestos. Eric Harris and that Virginia Tech guy, and probably Joe Stacks, that other piece of shit that flew his airplane into that building, you know, was able to manipulate the cops. So that they thought there was something wrong. Remember, the cops came to the door that time, and because the parents or somebody had sent the cops to a welfare check, and he's, oh, no, you understand. So he's smart enough, he's savvy enough to say the right things and manipulate these cops away from the situation. No psycho plans something, no matter how crazy it is, no fucking psycho plans this shit out. Not that way, and sticks to the course. I'm telling you, I read Columbine, and I read all of those fucking diary entries, and I read all the, and I saw all the pictures, and all of the things that Eric Harris wrote, and I'm talking about Eric Harris, because of the two kids, he was the psychopath. Dylan Klebold, that poor kid was psychotic. He had some sort of pre-schizophrenic condition that, it was morphing into schizophrenia eventually. There was some, you know, delusional thinking, and the kid was ripe to be manipulated by a fucking sack of shit like this Eric Harris kid, and that's exactly what happened. This motherfucker that killed these kids up there, he probably didn't have time to recruit anybody. He probably didn't need anybody, you know. And you say, well, how? Okay, so what's the answer? The answer is, you got to identify these people. You know, you got to identify these motherfuckers. You know, where are they? The cops had a chance when they went to his house and they talked to him on that welfare check. I'm not blaming the cops. I'm not blaming them. I'm just saying that was the closest that society came, law enforcement came, to snatching this motherfucker. He said, had they gone in and done a search, now the laws will change. Now the laws will change to say, they will, they'll change, I guarantee they'll change, to say, if you do a welfare check on someone, you are to go in and search the place. Do a cursory search, but search it for any obvious signs that there is something amiss. I'm absolutely, this will be passed. It will be reasonable suspicion, you know, welfare check. You know, we have reasonable suspicion, let's go in. There's a reasonable suspicion that there might be something off here. Now there'll probably be court challenges. And while all that bullshit is going on, psychopaths with the wheels spinning and the Spiels winning, Mr. and Mrs. Spiel, congratulations on winning, they'll figure out some other way to do this shit. They'll figure out some other way to hide this shit. You know, this guy, Rogers, had there been a mandatory, search of the residence on all welfare checks in place, he would have had that shit put away. Maybe he would have had a storage locker someplace. Maybe he would have had... And then we'd go back to the legislature and we'd pass the law. We'd amend the law, yes, and also search the... I don't have enough fucking cops for this shit. Well, we'll have to hire more cops. Watch the taxes go up. Next thing you know, here comes the fucking society, low taxes people. They say, this is all bullshit. Just free up our guns. We'll be great. Yeah, your fucking gun wasn't going to protect you from this guy Rogers. Not going to protect you from the guy Rogers. I'm not saying I'm against gun rights. This is not a gun issue. He stabbed three people to death. Okay? I think all three of the guys, all three of his roommates were male. He stabbed three men. Three men. Okay? Then he went out and shot, how many guys? Six people were killed. Are they counting this motherfucker? God damn it, I hate that when they do that, man. I hate when they, I hate when they say, you know, like when Klebold and Harris died, they added two more crosses to the hill. This poor kid, Christopher Martinez. I have the story here. Jesus. All right. Weifan Wang, Cheng Huang Hong, male, male. George Chen, male. Catherine Cooper, Veronica Weiss, Christopher Russ, Michaels Martinez. It's four men and two women. I believe the first three were his roommates that I'm reading from this list. Yeah, Mr. Wang, the young man that was killed, had told his parents that this guy Rogers was playing his music loud. The other guy, Hong, Cheng Huan Hong, Rogers accused him of stealing a candle, and apparently they did find the candle in Mr. Hong's bed, and he was arrested and charged with petty theft. George Chen, who was 19, oh, God, it's fucked up, man. Fucked up. Fucked up. Fucked up. So, we gotta find a way to do a show here with all of this bullshit. The 60s premieres Thursday. Oh, that's what we need. More fucking stuff on the 60s. Enough with the 60s, for Christ's sake. Was it a new museum? Is it a 60s museum? Wow. All right, kids. We're going to get this thing rocking and rolling right now. And I want to find out what our... I'm going to find out what our... prizes are for Friday. And good morning and welcome to all of our Listen Live and our tune-in listeners here. It's the Phil Hendry Show, our pre-show. If it's kind of a spaced-out pre-show this morning, it's because I got all this shit on my mind. This stuff at Isla Vista and then, of course, the more important things, my career. I'm fucking around. I'm kidding. All right. Let me just see here. I've got an email. I was actually sending an email to Nikki. All right, now. Hey, where's the... okay. you're okay with the promotion. Essentially, all you would do is, okay, we have, ta-da! Here is our VIP promotion that we're going to be having on Friday. Two VIP tickets to the one-man show, two rounds of drinks, god damn, one appetizer. Then you get a Phil Hendry show merchandise bag. It'll be basically a sampler platter of our merchandise offerings and a photo op with me after the one-man show. Are you loving that? I'm loving it. Yeah, I love that, Alex. I think I already sent you guys an email on that. So that is our VIP thing coming up on the great month of, on the great day of Friday, this coming Friday, y'all. Okay, it's time to get this thing rock and roll. It's the world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. I want to just get a couple of things cleaned up here, man. All right, cool. This is new from Hell Yeah. It's called Demons in the Dirt.